Nostan b'mayis. Voitzin Korban voitzin the Imurim. He ripped it up and took out the Imurim. Nostan b'magis. He put the Imurim now into this kli. They ektirin agav yamizbeach, and they burnt the Imurim on the mizbeach. That's what the Imurim. They got the fats out and they burnt it. Now, what do they do with the piece of meat of it? The meat of the animal. Kolon. They like kolaya. They like wove it. B'makloyis with holding sticks. We'll soon see. Voitzin the beis asreifa, and they carried it out to the beis asreifa. So Rashi said to Rashi, "Boloi eitzo par." Rashi chozal loyatana lesidro yerishin. Now the Tana goes back to the seder what the Kohen Gadol does now in Yom Kippur. Shul mesadra avoidus Kohen Gadol. Huktoni boloi Kohen Gadol eitzo par v'soyu em dimli sorif. That's now we have to take care of burning the par and the soyer. Acha shemosa meshaleich lemi shumalichay. After you already sent away the lazozil. Now the Kohen Gadol went back to the original sawyer and the original par, the Koram, he ripped it open, the Karashokhlisharis. He put it to a Klisharis. The Ktiram, Kidasiv, the Eschelev Hachatis Yaktiram Mizbechom. That the Chelev of the par and sawyer, you have to burn on the Mizbech Hachitzoin. Of the Gemara Porach, who Akati Lechosel Aktiram. The Gemara asked the question, there are a lot of different avodas that have to be done between this stage now and until you're allowed to burn it. So really, you don't burn it right now. The Gemara just answers, you put it into the pan and leave it there until it becomes the time when you're supposed to burn it. Kolam b'makloiz, trashi kimin kli, a type of weaving. That means, arba b'nayodam noisin shnei mutais. You have four people who are holding two sticks. At the four ends, there are four people. Shnayim lefnim, shnayim liyocha, two in front, two in back. Omahalchin moit eitz amoit. They carry one stick next to another stick. V'yapar v'yasoyer noisunim aleim. And the dead par and the dead sawyer is put on top of these two sticks. Mukarvim zel zeh. They're like lying one on top of another. V'choyfefin zeh tachazem. And they're like twisted together, one twisted into the other. Kimin kliya. Looks like something woven. In other words, you like twist them together, the par and the sawyer, like braided, right? The par and the sawyer looks like they're braided together. Ushleinim heim, they were complete. Ela shenikra kreisan yoni cut open the stomach, leitzi emurin, to take out the fats. Ketanya b'gemara shumetzi and shleimim, that when you carry out the par and the sawyer to carry it, to burn it, outside Yushalayim, they carry it out shleimim. First, outside Yushalayim, that's where they chopped it up into pieces, and then they burnt it. We'll see in the Gemara. You have to burn, these are called Purim and Esrofim. You burn it chutz l'gimel machnais, chutz from the machna shechina the Azara, chutz from machna levi the Harabayis, and chutz from machna Yushalayim, chutz from machna Yisrael was Yushalayim. So you have to burn it outside gimel machnais, outside Yushalayim. Now the Mishnah says, Omeyei Messiah Metame Begodim, has the people that are oisik in burning the par and the sawyer, their begodim also become tamei. When? When you take it outside the machne shchina, outside the azara, right away they begot and become tamei. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Oymano, mishiyatzitz abaruben. Not only when you have to first go outside Yushalayim, but even when you start to be yosik, you're not tamei you begot him until mamish the fire grabs a hold of the meat. And how much ruben? But to rove the meat is caught on by fire. That's when the person's begot him becomes tamei. Rashi. The pasuk says, the person that has to burn them, he has to wash his begodim, his begodim becomes tummy. Is mishayotzi chutz l'chayim esazara? The Gemara forish timer. What's that? This punkt, you become tummy when you leave machne shchina. Why then? So good. Samara says now. The Mishnah says vektirin. Mashma, now you cut open the par, take out the emurim, put it into a pan, and you burn it right now. For the Gemara vektirin sakladaitich. Like, is now the time to burn the Emurim? Eleimo, no, you have to say, Lihaktiron agabi mizbeach. Right now, you just cut it open and take the fats out and leave it in this pan. And later, when it comes the time to burn it, later we'll burn it. Like Rashi Zochi Gassinim. Lihaktiron sakadaitach. Eleimo lakhtiron. Alright. The Kohen Gadol right now is still wearing his big delovin. He still has to learn from the Torah. The parsha is nogeh to the nyanim of Avodas Hayoyim. He has to read when he's still wearing his big delovin. V'yachakach, after he finishes laying the parsha, Yitfol, let's go to the mikvah, the Yilbash big day zov, he changes clothing, puts on big day zov, Li'eloi, the Yelom, to take care of his korban oilo, the ayil, and the ayil for the om, for Klal Yisroel. The Yitbol Shnir, then he's told the second time, to go in, to put on his bidei lovin again, to go back in Lefnai Lefnim, Lohitzi Kafa Machta, to take out the pan and spoon that he brought in the Keteris with. Then the Yitbol Shlishis, he has to be told the third time, to change over back again to the bidei Zahov, Lo Musafim, to bring the Musaf of Yom Kippur, V'yemure Chates Halolu, and then he first burns the emurim of these chatois of the soyer and the par, the tomet shabein abayim, and then he does the tomet shabein abayim. Ketani bepirkin lekamon, like we'll soon see later, the avoida. So the kids at this point right now is not the time to burn the emurim. Adarab is wearing his big day lovin right now, and later when he burns the emurim, he has to be wearing his big day zov. He does this avoida outside. So that's tomorrow's teretz here. Elaim lihaktiron nostan lamagis lihaktiron by the mizbeik ishkiyas manan. Right now you just open it up and put it into the magus, and you let it stay there until later come the time to use it. So he used to carry it out on two sticks, and it used to be like twirl together. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, kimin kliya. It was like a type of a kliya. It wasn't really twirled together, it was just like it. Because there's mamish two animals here. You had a par and a sawyer. It's hard mamish to braid it together, mamish. So it looked like this was like braided, like it was twisted together. Now, Tana, the Bryce says like this. They didn't cut it up like they cut up the basar of a korban oilah. Now, a korban oilah also has the same halacha. All its meat is burnt. How do you cut up a korban oilah? First, you skin it. You take off all the skin. And then you cut it up into pieces. But here, by this parent sawyer, it was not like that. Ela or agabe basar. The way you cut it up into pieces, because after they carried it out, chutzli rishlayim, to the place where they're going to burn it, before they burnt it, they had to cut it up into pieces. But the pieces were with its skin. They did not skin it first, but they left it with its skin and cut it up into pieces. For the Gemara Minohan Emili, how do we know that the par and the soyer is different than a regular korban oilah? The Tanya will learn like this. Rebbe Yomer, ne makan or ubaso perish. It says here, by the avoda of Yisoyer and Yom Kippur, that they have to burn the or the skin, the boss with smith, to perish the kishkas inside. For Nemalahal, another pasuk says, or ubos will perish. So Lahal and Rashi says, for Nemah bapar koin Mashiach, where koin Godel does a chet, not on Yom Kippur, the rest of the year, he passed in something's mutter, and later he finds that he made a mistake, he has to bring a special chatis. The other pasuk says, or ubos will perish, v'yes or hapar, v'yes kol besaroi aroishoi v'yakrov, v'kir bar pirshoi. So Malahal, and just like over there, by the regular part the Kohen Gadol brings the whole year if it does a chet, it has to be cut up. You don't burn the whole thing in one piece. You have to cut up into pieces first. And there you do not skin it first, but you cut it up with its skin. Is Afkan, who was in here by Yom Kippur, it has to be cut up into pieces, true. You don't burn the whole thing at one time, but it has to be with its skin. You don't skin it. For the Gemara B'Hosim in Olam, how do you know over there by the par the Kohen Gadol brings the whole year, if it does a chet, how do you know that par is not skinned first? The Tanya will learn like this. V'kir boi upir shoy v'hoitzi. That's what the post says. V'kir boi inside the pishra, the kishke, v'hoitzi, then take it out. Melamed shemoitzi in shalom. You take it out shalom. In other words, you don't cut it up first, you take out no animal the way it is. Yochu yosefen l'shalom. Maybe hu adin b'shash you actually burn it. As even after you take it outside Yerushalayim, you put it down outside, when you're going to burn it, maybe you burn the whole thing whole, shalim. No, Nemakan, it says over here, Roshayu Krov. It says here by this power of the Kohen Gadol, Roshayu Krov. It's head and its feet. The Nemalahal, it says by a posik, by a korban oilo. It says Roshayu Krov. Is Malahal, just like by korban oilo, Ayudeni Tuach, you don't burn the meat of the korban oilo, the whole piece of meat together. But rather, first you have to chop it up into pieces. Is Afkan Aydei Nituach. Who are then here when you burn this power of the Kohen Gadol? Also, first you have to chop it up into pieces. For the Gemara, if you're learning it out from a Korban Eila, if so, Ima Lahalan Aydei Hefshit. Just like by Korban Eila, the lacha by Korban Eila is first you have to skin the Korban Eila, take off all the skin, and then you first cut it up into pieces. So maybe Afkan Aydei Nituach, Afkan Aydei Hefshit. Maybe here also by the par, a kapar koyim Mashiach, he does his chet, he has to do it hefshir also. The pasuk says here, v'kir boyo pirshay, that the inside and the kishkas inside. My Talmud, what's the limud? Amri Papa, kishem she pirshay v'kir boy, just like the pirshay means like the junk inside. So Vad, you don't take out the junk by itself. It means you have the whole kishkas, the whole insides. And just like the intestines, you take out with the insides. Is kach b'sara b'yorei. Who would do when you carry out the basar also was inside its skin. So that the Torah says clearly by the power, Kohen Mashiach, that you have to take it out, even when you cut it up later, it's always with its skin. And we learn out the power of Yom Kippur and the soil of Yom Kippur from the power of the Kohen Gadol the whole year. So just like by the power of Kohen Mashiach, it's with the skin. And the pasuk says, this limud of Pirsha B'kirboi, Kach B'sara B'yorei, who are then Yom Kippur also, when you cut it up, but it has to be cut up with its skin. Rashi Yekishem, She Pirsha B'kirboi, Shenema V'yes Or HaPar, V'yes Kol B'saroi, His Hikish Hoitsoyes Or U'Bosar Loitsuras Kirboi. So the Hikish, the same way you take out the meat and skin, that's the way you take out the Kishkis, O Pirshoi. Ma Pirsha B'kirboi, just like the insides, you don't take it out by itself. It's inside the intestines. Is af besaroi biyoroi. Who are then the meat is inside its skin. Uchsiv hoitzi besarof. Mahat sasai besarof biyoroi. Asreifakein. That's what we need to take a shvua. It says, v'kirbo pishav hoitzi. And then next part says besarof, burn it. So the same way you carry it out, that's the way you burn it. So just like by carrying it out, it's with its skin. Who are then b'shasreif also. You don't skin it, you burn it with its skin. Not like a korban oil. Vayitim yemis time atama begodim. Then the Mishnah says the person, the kohen that's being oistik and burning the par and the soyer, when does he matam is begodim? Tana rabbanim. The pasuk says yoytzi el michutz lamachne v'sorfoi. You have to take it outside this par and the soyer. You have to take it outside the machne and burn it there. V'sorfoi. Lahalin ato noisin lehem shalosh machnis. V'kan ato noisin lehem machnachas. What's the pshat? Here the pasuk says, Yoytzi al mechutz l'machne. Mashma just carry it outside one machne, that's all. In other places, we know you have to carry it out three machnes. It's not enough just to take it outside the Yazara, outside machne Shechina. You have to take it outside the machne Levi also, and even outside machne Yisrael, outside Yerushalayim. So what's pshat in the pasuk here that says, Yoytzi al mechutz l'machne, mashma just take it outside one machne? Im kein, lomon, v'kan ato nois l'machnachas. Him came lomo nema mechutz lamachne. What does the pasuk say here? Mechutz lamachne, which is mashma only one machne. Loim lo to teach us that kiva and shiyosa chutz lamachne. As soon as you carry out the par and the soyer outside one machne, as soon as you take it outside the azara, outside of machne shchina, right away mitamim begodim. Right away your begodim become tame. True, you didn't do the mitzvah yet. The mitzvah is to carry it out even outside Yerushalayim. You have to carry it and burn it outside gilam machnas. But the pasuk says you take it outside one machna. Teach us that after one machna there is a special halacha, and that is that you begodim become tummy. The Rashi says, all right. He also begavi par yom kippurim tanya lo teras kanim yoytzi mechus la machna o kimetam aton v'mochni. Yeah. Right. Leave it. Yeah. For the more of a how do we know it over there, Gufa? So the tiny word like this. The pasuk says, "Vahitzi es kol par chutz l'sholosh machnas." You have to carry out the par. This is a par of a chatas apnim that the mitzvah is to burn it outside gimel machnas. The pasuk just says, "Vahitzi es kol par chutz." It doesn't say chutz l'sholosh machnas. Is that atoyim a chutz l'sholosh machnas? You're telling me what it says there, chutz means outside all gimel machnas. Or yeinuel a chutz l'machnas, machna achas. Maybe the Torah there also means by a parm, that's nisrofim, the chatas apnim, which is nisrofim, maybe you have to burn it just outside the azara. Kishuwai meba par eda. When it says by the par of the whole klai Yisrael does the chet together, that they have to bring the special chatas. Hoedom, there it says, al michutz l'machna. There's an extra time there, el michutz l'machna. Shein talmud loyim, because really the apostle didn't have to say it. Shere kvanem, because the pasuk already said, v'sarach oisoi kasher sarach es pararishon. You have to burn this par, the par of the Eidah, when the whole Klai Yisrael does the chet together, b'shoigeng, their par has the same din of the par before, of the par Kohen Mashiach. And we know over there you have to burn it outside the machne. So what did the pasuk have to say a second time by the par Eidah, el mechus la machne? To tell us not only out of one machne, out of machne shchina, but who was in out of machne levi also. So far we only know you have to carry it out of two machnes. By the parsha of taking out the deshen, taking out the yeshes and mizbeach, the pasuk also says, take it outside chutz lamachne. Now that's an extra word there, chutz lamachne. Shein tamud loyme, we don't need it. Shirei kvar nemek, because the pasuk already said, el shefach adeshen. The pasuk says, you know where you burn these parim that are chattis, that you have to burn outside, burn at the same place where you burn, where you throw the shefach adeshen. So since we already know that these two parim have to be burned outside at least two machnois, so I know also that where do you take the deshen, where do you take the ashes off the mizbeach, when you have to take it outside, not the trumas deshen, but when they used to clean off the deshen, off the mizbeach, you have to throw it chus l'machne. So I know already it has to be outside the machne, because the pasuk says, where do I burn the power of the tzibur didichet, the same place where I throw the deshen. And I know already this par has to be outside the machne. So I know already the deshen also has to be outside the machne. So why does the Torah say like a third time by the shefach deshen chus l'machne? It means to teach us tein loy machne shlishis. To teach us that all these halachis have three machnes to be taken out of. The deshen has to be taken out of all three machnes, and the par of helab dover from the tzibur and the par of the kohen mashiach all have to be burned outside gimel machnes. That's why I know that you said here three machnes. The Rashi says, "Mechutz l'machne v'deshen, poitzoyes deshen amizbeach, voitzias deshen al mechutz l'machne." The Pasuk says, "Take out the deshen when you clean out the ish out of the mizbeach. Take it outside the machne." Now, Shein Tam Olayim is an extra pasuk. Einim alamid klum. The Anoya Dana, I know this already. The al mechutz l'machne moitzianoisoy dechsir b'parmanas rafin, because the Pasuk says, when you burn these chatoyes that are brought in the pnim, and now you have to burn them outside, where do you burn them? El shefach adeshen. It says you have to burn them the same place where you throw the deshen. And it says already by these porim, you have to burn them outside the machne. So may I know that where do you have to throw the deshen? Outside the machne also. So why does the Torah say a second time, or like a third time, by the deshen, take it outside chutz l'machne? It's come to teach us that where do you have to burn even the par? Chutz l'gimel machne. So that's how I know these Purim and Esrofin are burnt outside all Gimel Machlis. Good. Moshe now, Reb Shimon, Hai Michutz L'Machne Ma Yovid Lei. Reb Shimon in the Mishnah says what? Reb Shimon says, V'Mashaleach Yisrael L'Azazil, Yechabis Begodav. Reb Shimon says, you're not metama until you throw it off the cliff. That's when it first becomes tummy. So according to Reb Shimon, it's Shver. Since we know you have to take it outside, burn it outside, all gimel machnois. So what does Reb Shimon do with the pasuk al mechutz l'machne? Like, what do I need al mechutz l'machne for? I mean, not to say. Some disperm here. Reb Shimon, the Mishnah says he's not metam his begodim until he takes it outside the gimel machnois and starts to burn it. So according to Reb Shimon, and not only start burning it, but up until the fire catches on to robe of the animal. So according to Reb Shimon, you're not tamei until you mamish go about all three machnes. So why does the pasuk say an extra time al mechutz l'machne, which is mashmi yoni? You have to go outside one machne. It's not true. You have to go out of all three machnes. So this time, according to the Tanakam, we said it's come to teach us that as soon as you leave one machne, you're metami yibegodim. You have that one halacha. But according to Reb Shimon, the Mishnah, no, you're not metami yibegodim until mamish you start burning it berubai, and that's after the gimel machnes. So why does the pasuk say mechutz l'machne ma'yavod lei? Have the Gemara miboyin lein l'katanya. I need this like we learned. We have lezer weimer ne'er makan chutz l'machne. It says here by this perm that's burnt on Yom Kippur, take it outside chutz l'machne. V'ne'er malahalon chutz l'machne. Says another place chutz l'machne. The paradumer Rashi says. Says by paradumer also take it outside chutz l'machne. Ma'kan, just like over here by Yom Kippur, this par and soya, where do we burn it? Chutz l'shalosh machnes, because these are called Purim and Esrofim. These are called the Chatas HaPnim, which we know the loch is from the other psukim of the Par Helam Dover, from the Par Koy Mashiach, that you have to burn a chutz l'gimel machnes. So what then, this Par and Sor in Yom Kippur also, you have to first burn outside the gimel machnes. So it comes to teach us, is af lahalon chutz l'gimel machnes. Who are then, by the pasuk says, by the paraduma to take it outside the machne, you know we have to take it outside all gimel machnes. In other words, harazesim is considered outside Yerushalayim. even though it's pretty nearby, but it's outside the Chaim of Yerushalayim. So you have to take the Paraduma outside the Azara, outside the Harabayis, and then outside the Chaim of Yerushalayim, you go up to Haramishka, Harazaisim, that's where you make the Shechita of the Paraduma. How do we know that? We learn it out. That's this Gzeirah Shava. It says, an extra time here, by Yom Kippur, Voitzi al Mechusta Machna, and it says by Paraduma, Chusta Machna, teach us this, that it means Chusta Gimel Machnis. And weiter, and Omar Lahalan, just like over there by the Paraduma, by Mizrochas of Yishlayim, which way did you go outside Yishlayim, Chusta Yishlayim, you went east, is Afkan by Mizrochas of Yishlayim. When you burn the pyre in the soil of Yom Kippur, you have to go outside Chus Gimel Machnois, Mizruch side of Yerushalayim. That's why you have to go. So Rashi says, Nemakan b'par Yom Kippurim, v'nem alahalim b'par Aduma, v'oitzi oiso al mechus l'machne, ma'kan b'par manas rofim, Chus Gimel Machnois, is av shchitas par Aduma. The same thing, when you go to Shecht, the par Aduma, you should know it has to be Chus Gimel Machnois. You're not allowed to shecht it inside Yerushalayim. You have to shecht it outside Yerushalayim. Umal halam paraduma the mizrochah Yerushalayim. You have to take it outside to the east side of Yerushalayim. The chsiv by al noichach pnei oyamoyid al ma'oyme b'mizrach. You have to be standing on the east side. Upon of lamarav. When you're up on the Haram Mishka, the Haram Zaisim, you're looking down towards the west, that you can see straight through Keneged Pisach Shleichel. Up there from the mountain of Harazesim, you're able to see straight through the Beis HaMikdash, straight through the Pesach opening of the Heichel. Shubakosim Aravi, or Pesach LeMizrach, is Afkan the same thing. When you want to really have to burn the Purim and the Srofim of Yom Kippur, you have to burn on the east side of Yerushalayim. For Rabbanan, for the Gemara Heichi Sarflu, the Rabbanan don't use this of Chusta Machna for the Gzer Rishava. They use Chusta Machna to teach us that when you take the par outside your Azara, you become Tomei right away. So how do they know which side you have to go, Chusla Gimel Machnois, which side of Yerushalayim? For our bottom Hechi Sarafleh, like which way outside Yerushalayim do you have to go? Kedatanya, Hechen Nisrofim, where do you burn the par and the Sar of Yom Kippur? For our bottom Shittur is the Tzvayna. Not like Rav Shimon says, the Mizrach, he does not have the Zer Shav at the Paraduma. He learns out, no, there's no Zer Shav at the Paraduma. Time you burn it on the Tzofin. You have to go out on Yom Kippur towards the north side of Yerushalayim. And outside there, that's where you burn it. Litzvayna. Why Litzvayna, Rashi says? Shekol Maisa Chattas B'Tzofin. Usually any part of a Chattas, which is a Kodesh Kodoshim, you have to do B'Tzvayna. So Litzvayna Shav Yerushalayim. V'chuska Sholos Machnas. And you have to burn it outside. Gimel Machnas, that's where you have to burn it. All right, we'll stop here.